पहले मैं ओम शांति कर देती।
फर्स्ट दैट ही वाज
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
एवरीवन टुगेदर।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
ठीक है।
एवरीवन ओके।
सभी मुस्कुरा रहे हैं।
एवरीवन स्माइलिंग।
क्यों?
Why?
क्यों मुस्कुराया?
Why is everybody smiling?
रतन भाई देखो,
रतन भाई is sitting in the front line.
Baba
and that he's saying, she remembers those days when Baba made us belong to him and made us smile. And there was nothing else for us to do except smile and be happy. So, would you like to ask a question? Actually, yes, there is one thing I would like to ask, if somebody would place the question. Subtle attitude. And does that go into the subconscious, into the chit, subtle attitude? Can somebody ask that question? Is that possible? Subtle attitude, can Daddy speak about that? Does that go into the subconscious?
ओके बोलो
unless somebody wants to ask another question, but that's my question. Subtle attitude, can Daddy speak about that? And
question, does subtle attitude go into the chit, the memory track? जो सूक्ष्म वृत्ति है क्या उसकी छाप चित्त पर भी लगती है?
अच्छा, ये थोड़ा मन चित्त।
सो माइंड एंड एटीट्यूड, फर्स्ट देयर इज द माइंड।
जब मन मनाभाव हो जाते हैं,
when the mind becomes man manabhav, that is, it's directed to God, then the truth and the subconscious, first, the attitude of the mind. If the mind becomes peaceful, we have known God, we know Him, then subtle attitude becomes full of truth.
And
subconscious becomes full of truth and the soul becomes blissful in that experience of truth. So, attitude and then vision. As Baba had said in one Avyakta Murli, first there is awareness. In the awareness,
Baba or drama.
There's Baba and drama. The knowledge of Baba and drama. Baba is Baba, and so attention goes up above. And then the knowledge of the drama enables us to be the spinners of the discus of self-realization. Is that okay?
Okay.
Is that okay?
ठीक है।
Yes.
तीन नेत्र त्रिकालदर्शी।
Baba makes us the ones with the third eye. त्रिकालदर्शी, those who know the three aspects of time. Then we become the masters of the three worlds. And here, we are here for namesake, but in the subtle region, Baba has a wonderful part to play. We too go to the subtle region. Baba enables us to experience the subtle region. He enables us to experience the subtle stage, and then it becomes easy to experience the incorporeal stage. Is everyone satisfied? Is everyone content? Does Jimmy Ben have something to say or ask? She's thinking. Subtly, when the subconscious is clean, we have to check ourselves subtly. Is the subconscious mind clean? And see, think to yourself, who am I? Then that soul conscious stage really enables us to have a stage of being absolutely peaceful. Like that peace penetrates into the subconscious. Something else?
Daddy?
Would a brother like to come and ask a question? Because tomorrow morning, Daddy is flying to America, and so Daddy and Jinky Ben thought we would have chit-chat, ritual chit-chat. One other question.
क्या बोला
जबकि हमको मालूम है कि एकाग्रता का
when we know
बहुत ही महत्व है
there's a lot of importance of concentration
और एकाग्रता का आपस में क्या संबंध
है what is the relationship between introversion and concentration
when
concentration and stability The relationship between introversion and concentration and stability. So when we come on the path of knowledge, first there is the path of bhakti, and then there was the path of ignorance. At that time we didn't realize that was ignorance. We were living in the world. And we were living according to what we were seeing in the world. And people say to Daddy, Daddy, you talk about your things, but we are living in the world out there, and you know how we have to manage living in that world. We have to live according to how society and things are in the world. So, then stepping onto the path of knowledge feels very good. The mind is not said to be stable. It's a matter of making the intellect very stable. And we maintain that attention. And then that has an impact on the mind. If I am thinking about little things, then that's actually not fitting to be lost in thinking about insignificant trivia. So this is not the path of isolation. This is the path of knowledge. And this path of knowledge makes us detached and loving, knowing that each one's path is different. This is the path of knowledge. Baba gives us the knowledge of the soul and the knowledge of the Supreme Soul and the knowledge of drama. When we have the knowledge of drama, then we become introverted, and with the power of concentration, we see ourselves and we really enjoy doing that. When the intellect tries to be stable, it's not able to be stable without introversion. So we first become introverted, and then the intellect becomes still. And in concentration, it becomes peaceful and very stable.
काम करने लगती है.
एंड देन द इंटेलेक्ट बिगिंस टू वर्क ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ ट्रूथ. एंड देन वी आर अमेज्ड that in my, that is saying, in her life, she has seen how truth and honesty has done wonders. And all of you sitting here are a result of that. And Mukesh Bhai, you are hearing news of, you are actually hearing directly about Balwant Bhai Aunty, because Mukesh Bhai has been spending time in the hospital with Balwant Bhai. And Dadi has been hearing that Balwant Bhai is dancing in happiness that he's going to be leaving the hospital. And Dadi had gone to visit him yesterday. He was sitting on a chair and he was dancing. So happy, very happy that he's going to be coming out of hospital. And he was saying that he used to go to Covent Garden one morning to give class, then one morning to Ilford Center to give class. And so, this deep love for service, and hence the soul is speaking about such things, and that he said with a lot of love that just to be peaceful, to rest, for now. And Daddy says, drama is very sweet. On the one side there is Bhagavan, God, and the other side Bhagya, fortune. And for each one, our fortune is fixed, it's destined, and we've taken 84 births. Our Baba has taken 84 births, I too have taken 84 births, and so this book of how to live and how to die, which is in print, so if I'm to live on this path of knowledge, then how should I live? Julian Pai, you are very old in Gyan. Stand and show everyone your face. Julian Pai has been with Mama for at least 35 years, I think. Sometimes he sits far at the back, but it's good that he's sitting in the front line. Why? Because this birth is very elevated. This is the age of becoming the most elevated of all. And how will we be in golden age? It's guaranteed that the study of now will enable us to have the income that creates our future. In this study, there is income. That is looking at everybody in the front line. This is Laura, isn't it, from Morocco, enjoying the class. No question of what has happened, why has it happened, but whatever has happened is good and it will continue to be good. And this feeling, this bhavana from within, really works very well. It's our feeling from within, the bhavana, that really sets a very good experience. Another question. So she's asking, are you content with the answers? In Oxford, you had said that one is the strength that comes through yoga, and the other is the strength that comes through elevated action. One is strength that comes through yoga. The other is strength that comes through elevated action. I'm sure all of you must be thinking about it. One is strength that comes through yoga with the one.
पहले वो
सो फर्स्ट दैट एक्सपीरियंस
अनुभव करो
एक्सपीरियंस दैट फर्स्ट
ज्ञान
नॉलेज
शुरू होता है
बिगिंस
सब्जेक्ट चार है
Out of the four subjects, we start with knowledge, then yoga, then dharana, and then seva. And so, sir, this is actually the fourth subject. So it is yoga power, but that on the basis of the power of knowledge, we receive knowledge that I am a soul, I am a child of the Supreme Soul. And to stay in a soul conscious state and to make the Supreme Soul yours, He is mine, He is mine. And I say mine, that is to say, a relationship is there. The relationship of the mother, father, teacher, friend, Satguru. So check. Do I have all five relationships? The relationship with Baba of my mother and then my father. Father and mother, it feels really good. My mother, just that expression, Ma. And then father, and there's the inheritance. The inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. We have the experience of that liberation and liberation in life. That is the inheritance. And then the teacher, what is the study? The study of the knowledge of the cycle, the tree, the ladder. And all of this really makes us very wise, sensible. In Om Shanti Bhavan, there is the picture of the cycle. It's a big picture of the cycle. And there's the picture with Mama and Baba. And then seeing this class, and that is remembering Om Shanti Bhavan. She's very happy. It was fixed in the drama for Daddy to be here. But you see how this drama has been created. Did we ever think that people of all religions would reach here? Everybody has understood that our religion is peace. And then our karma changes. Baba, my mother, father, teacher, and then as the friend, in the form of the friend. First, as the mother and father, Baba creates the yajna and teaches us what our food and drink should be like, food and drink. And look around everywhere.
Health, wealth, happiness. Health, wealth.
Look at health and wealth. And when we are healthy, that itself is wealth, so that to be healthy, wealthy and happy in our actions, there is elevatedness and there isn't ordinariness. And in the beginning, we used to caution one another, and now we don't do that. And for a long time, we have not been cautioning one another of how to move along, but we now remain cautious ourselves. This is That is to say, through the mind, words and actions, be attentive and cautious. In the drama, Daddy has had that attention always, that my thoughts, words and actions should be elevated. And because of that attention, many souls have benefited. And this is why they say for Daddy that she cares, shares and inspires. So we mustn't be careless. This is Sonia. Sarah. Daddy's remembering Sarah. Sonia from Denmark was here, but this is Sarah. Daddy's not very good with names these days, but she is acknowledging Sarah. Now look at Sarah. She's been in Gyan so many years, 30 years. Yes. Perhaps more.
38.
Oh, 38 years. 38 years Sarah has been with Baba. And Daddy feels from the time that she's taken spiritual birth to this day, you know, there's much more happiness that is smiling a lot. Have you ever seen her serious? She smiles a lot. This is Sarah Eager. So this is the fact that karma is very powerful. The Supreme Soul is the almighty authority, but to realize oneself to be his child and a student, and that there is so much income in the study, that in this study there is income, and practically the more I perform elevated action, good action, I see that this is the drama, whatever Baba has taught me, there's benefit in that. And then nothing else comes to the mind except Baba and drama and how great one's karma is. There's attention on one's own karma and attention on Ishwar, God. And Gyan tells me that everyone is my friend. Baba is my friend, and I am a friend to myself, and everyone here is my friend. And in that feeling of friendship, my actions become very good. Because amongst us there is friendship, and therefore our actions are very powerful. And this is our practical life, a practical life of very powerful actions. And we are the embodiments of experience. So, see, right now there is the attitude of renunciation, and therefore we are the embodiments of tapasya. And service happens naturally, automatically. And with our tapasya, the whole world receives our vibrations. The vibrations go all over the world. This gathering is a gathering that can give visions to the whole world. And attitude of renunciation. A string of people met Daddy this evening, and they were happy meeting Daddy. Daddy was also very happy meeting them. So see your actions and see the extent of your yoga, because we say we say Gyan Yoga, Karma Yoga, and Gyan Yoga, Karma Yoga, and Easy Yoga. It's easy yoga, isn't it? there's no hardship. He said there is no hardship. Just to remember five things, and I'll repeat them. First, purity. 100% purity. When there is purity to this degree, 100%, then honesty is there automatically. Honesty. So with purity, there's honesty, then patience. The fruit of patience is very sweet. Sometimes hastily we say something or do something. No, that's not appropriate. Let there be patience. Then there is humility. Not the influence of ego to the slightest. And then there is sweetness. And I see that all five are in our actions. Is that okay? So that we are peaceful in yoga and have concentration and introversion, then we are yog. So we do everything according to our yoga in the right way, and it becomes habitual for us to stay in yoga. And that's a system that we then have of being in yoga. And see yourself that you're not the mind or intellect or vision are not wandering here and there, but in yoga. Daddy is saying, when you come from your room, and gentleman then comes and sits on the seat, and then the way she sits and speaks. So it's not hurried. So the fruit of patience is sweet. In fact, logically, people say that too. So then smiling, not seriousness on the face, but a sweet smile. And that is seeing everyone's faces. There's a sweet smile.
Daddy, उस दिन आप किसी से मिल रहे थे.
Daddy, the other day you were meeting someone, and you said to them,
कि kind बनने के लिए,
in order to be kind,
मैं चाहती हूँ कि मैं
kind बनूँ. That person was saying, I would like to be kind. I would want to be kind. I would like to become to be kind. The Hindi word for kind is a bit difficult actually. But Daddy understands the English. Somebody is saying compassion. Yeah, in compassion, yeah, a little bit of kindness does contain compassion, that's for sure.
You are very kind.
Oh, yes, yes. People say to Daddy, Daddy, you're very kind. So she's remembering. She's saying, do you remember many years ago? Many years ago. She doesn't remember how many years ago. She had gone to meet someone while speaking. That person said, you're very kind. And Daddy felt, this is very strange that an outsider kind of expresses this. Kind means a soft heart, a merciful heart, gentle heart, has compassion. That's also part of it, part of kindness. And other than that, Daddy also likes this feeling of forgiving and forgetting. A merciful heart will forgive and forget. They will not say, you're always like this. No, that's wrong. The words, our words should be through our mouths, should not be harsh. And others will also feel from you that, look, this one is always sweet. Lata then, whenever she comes to meet Daddy, she's always smiling. It's true. And so Daddy likes that. Because actually there's nothing else for us to do. Lata then, you like smiling. And if Daddy says something, but actually there isn't anything to say. But just that exchange of a sweet smile. So she's, Shrintiman's trying to return the question, but Daddy remembers that scene. Can't remember where it was, but this brother who said to Daddy that you are very kind. Can't even remember whether it was a brother or a sister who said that. Okay, so Daddy, the question is,
उसने आपको ये बताया कि मैं ध्यान रखती हूँ मेरा व्यवहार काइंडनेस का हो काइंड रहे
पे अटेंशन दैट माय इंटरेक्शन इज वन ऑफ काइंडनेस
बहुत शक्तियों की जरूरत है
एंड दैडी सेड टू देम फॉर दैट देयर नीड्स टू बी अ लॉट ऑफ पावर within power of tolerance power of tolerance is needed power to merge is needed power to accommodate is needed so Daddy can you clarify that a bit more so in order to be kind how can these powers help us the power to tolerate merge, accommodate, like power to pack up even. So for 1 or 2 minutes, everybody sit in that stage, the stage of kindness using these powers. The moment that that soul said to me, you're very kind, Daddy felt that in this word, kind, there is such an attraction.
Laura,
see, see how you have reached this gathering. You had that desire to be with Daddy and Daddy was going to come to you, but that program was then cancelled. And she had such a desire to be with Daddy. And so now seeing you here, Daddy is pleased. Kindness gives us patience also. And if there are thoughts in the mind, they also come to a pause, they also become quiet. And then there is the experience of loyalty and reality. What does Sheila Ben think? Our Queen Mother, Didi's mother, had this nature of kindness. And seeing her, remembering her, I think her life was one of kindness and royalty. And the way she left the body, none of the immediate relatives were with her, neither was Didi. And she had that feeling that she wanted to be in Baba's remembrance. So one who has kindness, their final moment will also be very, very good. And this is guaranteed. And one who has even slightly a strong nature, or one of showing a stern eye, no, but a kind nature. Wherever they are, they will make the atmosphere very sweet and one of spirituality. Without spirituality, nature cannot become kind. Your nature cannot become kind. In spirituality, there is spiritual love that is generated. In order to keep ourselves in a spiritual stage, it is that love, spiritual love, that makes us equal. We don't have to work at it. We don't have to make hard work of it, but automatically there is spiritual love. And we become free from the spinning of natures and sanskars and the conflict of nature and sanskars. One with a kind nature will not have laziness or idleness. But whilst eating and drinking, and even whilst drinking water, as Baba one time taught us how to drink water, to sit down and drink with patience, slowly. Nowadays it's moving around and having, and the custom, the system is of having a bottle of water. So, when Baba himself surrendered, then Yashoda and other sisters requested the other sisters that always give Baba water to drink in a silver cup. And so you see, I think somebody in the front line has a bottle of water, so that is right about us drinking out of bottles. And for tears, that has become the custom, the fashion of today. It's not fitting actually for us. If Daddy is given something to drink, then she will pause, drink quietly, slowly. So, it's our yoga that teaches us how to perform karma in the right way, so that we perform good actions, and automatically others get this chance to learn good actions by seeing us. And if I'm not peaceful and I'm doing everything rushing around, it does not give inspiration to others. But whatever actions I perform, others would see and learn from us. And today, Kitchen Hansa Ben was not there, and Daddy went into the kitchen suddenly, and she looked around at everything, opened things and looked, and everything was so clean. Daddy looked around everywhere, and Daddy doesn't remember who was with her. Germany Ben and Urvishi Ben were with Daddy. Little Hansa Ben, Jiminy Ben, but such cleanliness in the kitchen. Daddy liked it so much. And so from within, the feeling was, Baba, it's such a wonder, seeing the kitchen, the cleanliness, and those who do service in the kitchen. Daddy felt so much love for all those who work in the kitchen, who serve in the kitchen. It was about 2:30, I think, or 1:30. And everybody had gone upstairs to the dining room, and the kitchen was so clean. And so this is elevated action also.
Last question, Daddy.
Somebody has asked the gathering. I don't know who's asked this question, but it's a question for Daddy. Anyone who comes to meet you, Daddy, they definitely smile.
आपके साथ मुस्कुरात कर मिलते हैं.
They meet you with a smile, that's for sure.
परंतु जब आपस में मिलते हैं,
but when they meet amongst themselves, it's not necessarily that they meet with the same sort of smile or with a smile at all.
तो क्या बात हम ध्यान पर रखें?
So what should we keep in our attention that whenever we meet amongst ourselves, that we smile. Oh yes, Daddy says this is definitely necessary. Daddy seeing three or four souls sitting in front of her. Sheila Ben, Chenrai, and another sister whose name possibly is also Sheila Ben. That's right, Raju Ben's sister, Sheila Ben from Ghana. So, it's one's bhavna of within, the feeling that's within. The feeling for one another. I don't think it ever changes. I don't think our bhavna, feeling, ever changes. If somebody's nature impacts me, and I think to myself, I know this one's nature is not very good, if I then have that type of nature of seeing the nature of others in a negative way, then it means that my own nature will not be spiritual, there will not be godly love. So within myself, there should be spirituality and godly love, spiritual love. And Joan. So Joan always writes to Daddy, full of love, letters filled with love to Daddy in Madhuban. Nobody else writes to Daddy, but Joan writes regularly, and she's always present in the seat in class. She just lives opposite, and she always maintains her happiness. It's not a matter of trying to remember Baba, but she is very sweet in enabling everyone else to remember Baba through her remembrance. And it's real sweet remembrance of Baba, not artificial. Everyone is sweet, everyone is lovely. Don't ever let there be such conversation with anyone or interaction with anyone that's negative, that the other person never forgets the way you interacted with them or spoke to them. And they again and again remember that. That's not good. So, listen now. Sometimes I think to myself that our class, what attention should our class pay attention to? Class means all of Baba's children. All are Baba's children, students. Everyone knows what Srimat is, what Manmat is, what Paramat is. Just see that. What is Srimat? What is Manmat? What is Paramat? Srimat is wonderful. If there's a little bit of Manmat, then dictates of one's own mind, then it's as if I have little bit forgotten Srimat. And then if I like somebody else's Manmat or somebody else's Paramat, then in that my time is wasted. So really value your time at this confluence age. Sangam Yug, see Baba in front of you. Baba is in front of me, and what am I doing? Every moment of confluence age is important. Look at this, Mataji, Mani Ben's mother, Maji, she's listening to everything, and she nods her head, saying, yes, yes. It's wonderful. Yes, wonderful. She's become so old, and Daddy thinks that I don't think she's ever experienced sorrow. They're asking her. Shashi Ben is asking her. But keep your nature very easy, your attitude pure and clean. Let there be spiritual love. Internally, the soul, the ru means soul. Sometimes the soul is here, of course it sits here in the center of the forehead, but the feeling is here in the heart. To have a good feeling in one's heart is then visible through the forehead, through the eyes. And so the things that we listen to, they go into the heart, into our feelings. And then in our actions there is good fruition through that good feeling with which we act. Okay. So today Daddy would like to give Toli. She's given Toli every day except one evening when we'd had Toli earlier that day anyway. Okay, so to have a nice song.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Daddy. The sister who takes care of the Toli, three sisters. Very good. Shivani, Premila Ben, Usha Ben, who take care of Toli. Questions and answers, did you enjoy that? Did you like it? Those in the front line, everyone, don't clap, but just raise your hands that you liked the questions and answers. Very good. So our last evening with Daddy. Do you remember in Madhuban, in Pandav Bhavan, one time, Daddy was coming from Punjab to Delhi. Baba was in Delhi. He called me from Punjab to come to Delhi. Prem Ben was with me. Prem Ben. And Daddy, Prem had received very good sustenance in Punjab, in Amritsar, and she was one sister out of, with six brothers. And the father didn't want her to go away, but Baba had said to me, bring good sisters with you. So one was Prem Ben, then there was another who was lame and can't remember her name, and she had transformed so much. Seeing Daddy read the Murli, that sister also learnt to read the Murli. She didn't really know the language, she hadn't studied at school, but had love for the Murli. She was looking at the Murli and then started to be able to read. She was a wonderful example. If she takes care of service in the Himalayas in one direction, but lots of transmission in that soul. So Dadi was accompanied by these two sisters, and on the journey, Dadi was telling them about divine virtues, noting 12 virtues, and Baba really liked it when they shared that with Baba. And this was then the 12 list of 12 virtues were put on the wall in the center in Delhi. And the training they had en route, then they told Baba about it, and then the sister Haridevi from the kitchen said to Baba, okay, Dadi Janki has brought these sisters, but really will know what they're like when they cook something in the kitchen. And Prem Ben had never prepared food. And in Delhi, they taught her how to cook. And this is also very important. So Prem Ben was good in her studies, but you see how, and so immediately she started learning to prepare food. So every virtue is important in the yajna. If I know how to eat, but I don't know how to cook, then I'm of no use. Five years, Dadi had prepared food. I don't remember where it was. Then, and then Bridgman came along. When she came here, and then Didi pointed out Bridgman to me and said, this is a good sister. And Ashok Pai, Ashok Gaba, they didn't even ask him, can Bridgman come to London? They just brought Bridgman over. And you see how Bridgman also takes very good care of the kitchen. The kitchen in Oxford is also very clean. How many years has Hansa been looking after the kitchen? Oh, good 30 years for sure. Over 32 years Kitchen Hansaben has been taking care of the kitchen. And she lives in Indraprast. And how is it that she is resident there? It's all very wonderful. So whose karma is that? Her elevated karma. When Global House was built, and Dadi lived in Sukhdam then, and Indraprastha was also being built, well, renovated. So, just observe the drama, whose amazing acts are these in the drama. So Dadi saying, sometimes show these sisters, Sheila Ben and others, the bhavans. Jagruti has a box room in Sukhdam. Dadi saying, look, she has such a small room. See how we got Baba Bhavan, then got Sukhdam. So whose action is this?
Aapka tyag.
And Jinti Ben is saying, Dadi, it's your renunciation. God, she's saying, God is the bestower of fortune. And I say, it's our fortune. How did Global House come about? How we didn't even have 1 million, Ratan Bhai knows. And it cost 4 million to build it. Where did it come from? How did this hall come about? And these balconies, these rooms, wonderful. Whose action is all that? Whose karma is all that? At times when Dadi Gulzar, Big Daddy, Daddy Prakashmani came here, they were very happy. So whose karma is all this? It is said that each one eats their from their own karma, their own actions. Okay.
दे को